For this Monday, July 21st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The Posey County Prosecutor's Office proudly announced their newest team member, canine advocate Molly the Collie. According to a press release, Molly is a one-year-old smooth collie. She recently graduated from Tri-State Canine University and Canine Angels Therapy Dogs. After 32 weeks of training, Molly is a certified therapy canine and is ready to help comfort victims in the Posey County criminal justice system. Officials say she has already had a positive impact by helping comfort a child victim of sexual assault, as they testified in a jury trial. The Posey County Fair wrapped up over the weekend, and now in Vandenberg County, the 105th annual Vandenberg County 4-H Fair will get underway today. Kids and families will be able to enjoy the fair's many offerings, such as shows, music, rides, races, pageants, contests, exhibits, and food. The Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office says an estimated 45,000 people are expected to attend the fair this year. Members of the Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office will be stationed at their tent near the fairground's main office. Community members can stop by and meet the men and women of the agency and try out the Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office's seatbelt convincer crash simulation ride. A reminder to those that plan to attend to stay hydrated and weather aware this week, with temperatures in the 80s and 90s, and also the potential for storms throughout the week. The Mount Vernon City Council approved its second reading of a proposed wheel tax last Wednesday. The proposed ordinance would apply a flat fee per vehicle to fund street and curb repairs. Rates would vary by vehicle. A passenger car would be $25. Officials say the estimated funds raised from the tax would be around $157,000 annually and would be a necessary step to remain eligible for future Community Crossings grant money. Some who attend the meeting were against the tax, but Mayor Steve Lehrer says the city has to support itself before receiving outside help. The third and final reading will be at the next council meeting. It's set for July 30th at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. Coming up this Sunday, July 27th, is the American Legion Post 278 Military Appreciation Picnic. It'll be at the Poseyville Community Center. Doors open at 4 p.m. and dinner will be served at 5 p.m. There will be a buffet picnic with fried chicken, barbecue pulled pork, cheesy potato casserole, corn, barbecue baked beans, slaw, and fried biscuits. This is open to members and families of the American Legion, Auxiliary, Sons of the American Legion, and all prospective members. Text or call Chris Moreland at 812-550-5682 to RSVP for the dinner, and you can also pay at the door. North Posey Football is having a free youth football camp next week, July 28th through July 30th, at Joe Jingle Ball Field from 5:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. each night. The camp is for incoming K through 8th grade students. You can visit the North Posey Football Facebook page for a link to register. All participants must sign up to get their free t-shirt and sign a waiver. In Major League Baseball from Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals were swept in a three-game series in Arizona by the D-backs, as the Cardinals lost the finale 5-3. They are now 51-49 of the season, and they will begin a three-game set in Colorado versus the Rockies tonight at 7:40. The Chicago Cubs failed to complete the three-game sweep at home over the Red Sox, as Boston took the finale 6-1. The Cubs are 59-40 and now tied for first place in the National League Central with the Milwaukee Brewers, who have won 10 straight games. Chicago is home tonight as they start a three-game series with the Kansas City Royals at 7:05. The Cincinnati Reds could not finish off a three-game sweep in New York as the Mets won 3-2. The Reds' record is 52-48, and they traveled to Washington to play the Nationals in a three-game set that gets underway this evening at 5:45. That's news and sports for this Monday, July 21st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.